Gia Lai News. Gia Lai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Gia Lai News. Gia Lai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Gia Lai News. To prepare distinctive content and events with strong impact in tourism promotion, investment attraction, and local image branding, the Gia Lai Provincial People's Committee has issued a directive assigning departments and agencies to develop and implement a number of programs and events for the National Tourism Year 2026. Accordingly, the province has tasked relevant departments with carrying out key activities for National Tourism Year 2026. The Department of Culture, Sport and Tourism is assigned to take the lead in studying and proposing a heritage train model on the Yuzhi Quy Nhơn, Đà Nẵng Quy Nhơn Khánh Hòa and North-South Railway routes, combining travel with cultural, historical and local culinary experiences. In addition, Gia Lai plans to organize the International Gong Guest Festival 2026 while proposing cooperation singing activities with Hoàng Anh Gia Lai Group and Hoàng Anh Gia Lai Football Club on the occasions of the official announcement of National Tourism Year. The Department of Industries and Trade will coordinate with ministries, agencies, and the Vietnam Coffee Associations to develop a coffee show program to promote Gia Lai's specialty coffee brand linked to its key raw material areas. Meanwhile, the Department of Foreign Affairs is tasked with connecting and proposing the Ambassador's Spring Tour program, inviting ambassadors and consulates to take part in cultural diplomacy activities. Alongside these initiatives, the province will organize agricultural fairs, food festivals, street cultural and artistic events, and step up integrated communications efforts to further promote the image of Gia Lai during National Tourism Year 2026. The Gia Lai Provincial People's Committee has issued a decision reorganizing the successful bidder for land use right to implement the Quy Nhơn Commercial Apartment and Tourism Services Project. Accordingly, 8UD405 Bình Định Investment and Construction Trust of Harmony was awarded the land use rights with a winning bid of more than 1.241 trillion VND, higher than the approved starting price. Under the decision, the project covers a total area of over 3.1 hectares located in Quy Nhơn Nam Road, Gia Lai Province. It includes a mid-year commercial apartment complex compared with trade and services, two mid-year plots integrating commercial and tourism services, and a centralized parking area. The project is designed to accommodate a population of around 7,400 people with nearly 2,700 apartment units. Buildings will range from 45 to 55 above ground floors with a minimum of 3 basement levels, meeting requirements for urban architectural landscape and technical infrastructure. In accordance with regulation, the state will allocate land with land use fees and lease land with a one-term rental payment for the entire lease term. The project's operating term is 50 years and the maximum implementation period is 48 months from the date the provincial authority issued the land allocation decision. The provincial government has assigned relevant departments and agencies to coordinate in guiding and supervising the investor to fully fulfill financial obligations, implement the project on schedule, and comply with laws and regulations on investment, construction, land, environmental protection, fire prevention, and fighting and real estate business. The recognition of the auction result and the project's implementation are expected to contribute to improving the urban landscape and promoting the development of trade, services, and tourism in the Quy Nhơn Nam area in the coming period. According to the decision, the inventor is responsible for implementing the project in line with the approved investment policy and planning, and for fully complying with all relevant legal regulation. If after 12 months from the approval of the investment selection result, the enterprise failed to commence the project or lacks the capacity to carry it out according to the committee schedule, the project will be subject to termination in accordance with the law. In 2025, the Yala Young Entrepreneurs Association organized more than 50 inter-regional activities and signed over 20 domestic and international cooperation agreements. Notably, social welfare initiatives were implemented effectively with nearly 5 billion VND in mobilized social resources over recent years, focusing on support for remote and disadvantaged areas and timely assistance to residents affected by natural disasters. In the coming period, alongside social welfare efforts, the association will place stronger emphasis on supporting youth startup projects, is them to organize 60 or 80 training courses to and provide support for around 50 startup projects led by young people.
Mulberry cultivation and silkworm farming are becoming a staple livelihood for thousands of households in western communes of Yalai province. Through linked production consumption model, farmers have reduced production risks and gradually improved their living standards. Yaru commune is one of the localities where sericulture has developed steadily. The commune currently has 256 households engaged in mulberry growing and silkworm rearing, with more than 128 hectares of mulberry. This model has become a local strain, helping farmers shift to more efficient crops, create on-site jobs, and reduce risk in agricultural production. The community continuing to review and survey conditions to appropriately expand mulberry and silkworm farming areas in line with soil condition, climate, and local livelihood needs. The Yalai Silkworm Cooperative is the key supplier of high-quality silkworm bread for farmers. To date, the cooperative has supported more than 2,500 households in Western communes to develop effective mulberry and silkworm farming. On average, it supplies over 3,000 boxes of silkworm levied each month. On cocoons harvested by farmers are purchased by the cooperative at around 210,000 VND per kilogram. In addition, the cooperative seal reeling workshop and silkworm breeding facility provide stable employment for more than 120 unskilled workers with monthly income ranging from 7 to 10 million VND.
With just over a month to go until the 2026 Lunar New Year, Vietnam's year-round consumer and retail market is beginning to heat up. As it's typical each year, consumer demand rises sharply during this period. Experts forecast purchasing power to increase by 12 to 20% compared to last year, depending on product categories, making this the biggest shopping season of the year. As a result, many manufacturers and retail chains view the pre-Tết period as the golden time to ramp up production and sales, while consumers start surveying and selecting goods for the holiday. According to the retail systems, around 60% of the market demand is currently concentrated in the 500,000 to 700,000 VND price range per gift set, reflecting cautious consumers spending in line with current income levels.
Along the shift toward a new role model, the collective economy sector in Yalai province has gradually affirmed its roles, making positive contribution to social economic development. Over the past 5 years, 2021 to 2025, the province collective economy has grown in both scale and quality, with an average increase of about 30 cooperatives each year. By the end of 2025, Yalai had an estimated 780 cooperatives with more than 300,000 members to cooperative unions and 1,094 cooperative groups. Average revenues per cooperative reached around 3.3 billion VND a year, with average profit of about 146 million VND annually, helping to steadily improve members' incomes. Notably, many cooperatives have proactively renewed their operating models, strengthened production linkage along value chains, and gradually applied science and technology as well as digital transformation, leveraged local advantages, particularly in agriculture and rural development. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening, and goodbye for now.